The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch.
Doesn't seem to matter what time I go to bed. I still hate to get up in the morning. And how are you on this bright, sunshiny day, Aunt Effie?
Oh, I'm just fine. I was up at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock? What for?
Oh, I don't believe wasting your life staying in bed. I got up, came down, had a cup of coffee, and watched the sunrise. It was just beautiful. You should get up some morning and see it.
I'll let you tell me about it.
Yeah, I thought of something I had to do today just before I went to sleep last night. Now I can't think what it was.
Put in a piece of toast for me, will you, Aunt Effie, please?
Oh, I know. Send for my passport.
Yeah. Send for your passport? Haven't you done that?
Oh, well, don't sound so excited. We aren't leaving until the end of July.
I thought you sent me a birth certificate ages ago.
I did, dear, and I just held it in my mind that I had it, you know, and seemed to forget that the reason I sent for it was that I needed it to get a passport. I even filled in the passport application blank. I just have to mail it in, that's all.
Well, how about you, Aunt Effie?
Oh, I just had time enough.
Well, this is June.
I know.
Haven't you sent me a birth certificate?
No.
I guess you'd better do that, hadn't you? I mean, if you're going to Europe with it.
Well, I'm not going to fly. If you'll excuse me, I think I'll go upstairs and make my bed.
But what the heck is the matter with her?
I don't know.
Isn't she still planning to go with us?
I certainly thought so. That's so funny.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. She's not going to Europe without a passport. So you'd better keep reminding her of it. But why is she waiting like this until the last minute?
I don't know. Yes, it's so funny. I wonder why.
Well, I don't know. A woman's mind is unfathomable to me, but maybe you better talk to her this morning.
This is Eddie Cantor. It's nice to get a present, isn't it? But don't you find it even better to give one? There's a satisfaction in giving. There's a joy in sharing. There's an even bigger joy in sharing with someone in great need. That's why millions of Americans contribute to CARE. When you send dollars to CARE and your receipts come back, you know how much good you've done. You know you've sent food to a refugee child, or books to a literacy class in India, or tools to a village in Vietnam. You know that your food secures a family today, and that your tools put them to work for their own better tomorrow. A CARE package has come to be a worldwide symbol of generosity, of sharing. Put your name on one today with dollars to CARE, New York 16, or your local CARE office.
I'll get upstairs all cleaned and the stairway, and I'll vacuum the living room now, I guess.
Oh, Aunt Effie, sit down and rest a minute. My goodness. Oh,
you know me, dear. I can't sit still. I have to be doing something.
Well, I've got to go do some marketing. I thought what I'd also do is get things together for my passport. Take those down, too. I guess I have to go to the courthouse. The application has to be signed in the presence of some official, I think it said.
Oh, uh-huh. So I'll throw out these flowers, if you think they'll last another day.
Oh, they'll last another day, Aunt Evan. I never mind the flowers right now. I wanted to ask you, would you rather I'd wait to go down with my passport until you send for your birth certificate, and then we can, you know, go down together?
No. No, you go out of here, dear. Oh, this is the loveliest view from the window. The sun shining on the lake looks so beautiful, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. But you're still planning to go to Europe.
Does it sound shady?
Why, yes, of course.
Now, when you get to the store, don't forget butter. There's only half a pound left.
Yes, I marked butter down, Aunt Effie. Look, I think to keep that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I don't think you should put off sending for your birth certificate, Aunt Effie. I mean, why leave it until the last minute?
If you're going marketing, you better get going. I'll just take the flowers out and give them some fresh water, you know.
Well, Aunt Effie? What is the matter with her?
Please. our sales department is indicative of...
What are you doing, dear?
Kind of some work I brought home from the office. Why?
Did you get Betsy to bed?
Yes, listen, listen. I want to talk to you about Anna.
Well, look, honey, I got all this work
to
do.
Yeah, I've got to talk to you, and I want to do it now while Annette is finishing up in the kitchen. I didn't want to say anything at dinner in front of her, and I haven't had a chance to talk to you alone.
Well, all right, okay. What is it? What is it now?
About this passport business. I tried to talk to her about it today two or three times, and she asked so funny. She said, yes, she's still planning to go abroad with us, but when I mentioned birth certificate, she just tightened her lips, you know. You know, the way she does when she won't talk about something.
Shall I turn off the kitchen light? Are you through out here?
Yes, Anna, dear. I'll set to your table for breakfast later. Come on in. I think you better talk to her.
Oh, yeah, all right. I guess so.
It is certainly a lovely spring evening, isn't it? I think I'll sit out in the porch and read the paper.
Aunt Effie, just a minute, would you? I mean, look, what is all this about the passport?
The passport? Well, I'm sure I don't know.
Oh, Aunt Effie, you do too. No, I've tried to talk to you about it all day.
Oh, well, I guess I didn't hear you. I was busy cleaning. Just an old paper.
Look, Aunt Effie, now look, why don't you send for your birth certificate so you can send in for your passport? But Pete says surely it isn't any trouble. All you have to do is write to the clerk of court, I think it is, in Dodge Center.
Well, that wouldn't do much good.
Why not?
Because I wasn't born in Dodge Center.
Well, where were you born?
Los Angeles. We were all born there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot. Mm-hmm. Well, all right, just right.
Where is that, whatever you said?
Well, it's a little whistle stop about 4 miles north of Dodge Center.
Well, it wasn't just a little whistle stop when Mother and Father moved there. Oh. They thought it was going to be quite the city. The railroad was supposed to go through there, and then it didn't. And I was little, it was the county seat.
Well, all right, then all you have to do is write to the courthouse there.
No, I don't think that would do much good either.
Why not?
Because the courthouse burned down years ago, and all the records were burned up, too.
Oh, my heavens. You mean that's where your birth record was?
Yes. And everyone else in our family, too, my brothers and sisters.
When did it burn down?
Years ago.
Well, my gosh, did any of you try to do something about it, then?
What could anybody do? The time they got the hose rigged up, it was practically burned to the ground.
Oh, no, Aunt Effie. I mean, didn't you try then to do something about getting an official birth certificate?
No.
Why not?
Why should we?
Why should you? Because there are times in everybody's life when he has to produce a birth certificate or something or other.
Well, we never needed to.
Well, you do now. You can't get a passport without some record of your birth.
It wasn't my fault. The courthouse burned down.
No, but you...
You need an official record, Aunt Effie, to get a passport.
Well, I shall simply tell the government what happened.
Oh, look, it is not as simple as that, Aunt Effie.
What'll she do?
Wait a minute. Where's all that information? We've got about the passport.
In the drawer of that end table over there.
Yeah, I think a baptismal certificate is good, too. Have you got that, Aunt Effie?
No.
Wait a minute. Let's see what this says here.
I don't see any sense in looking up all that. I simply plan to write a little note on my passport application and say I'm very sorry that the courthouse burned down with all the records.
Look, I'm trying to tell you it isn't enough. Here, look. If none of these certificates is available, the applicant should submit an affidavit executed by a parent, brother, sister, or other relative, so forth, or anybody who has knowledge and will testify to the place and date of birth. There you are. See, look, one of your sisters could do it, Aunt Martha, or my mother.
Oh, isn't that a relief?
Yeah.
I was worried there now. You see, Aunt Effie?
Nobody is going to sign any affidavit.
Why?
Yes.
Why?
I do not think it is any business of the government how old I am.
No, I don't. The government doesn't give a darn how old you are.
Well, it is none of their business.
But you can't get a passport unless you send in some record of your...
I was obviously born in this country. I don't speak any other language, and they'll simply have to take my word for it that I am a citizen.
The government is not going to just take your word for it, as you put it. They want proof.
I am over 16, and that is all they need to know.
Look, the government has rules and regulations.
Yes,
well, there's exceptions to every rule, and the government can just make one.
But
they're changing things all the time anyway.
Oh, but the people who make up the passports don't know you. They're people in Washington, D.C., strangers. They don't care what anybody's age is.
Then why do they want to know? I don't go around asking ages of government employees. They don't need to come around asking mine.
How can you be so silly?
Mm-hmm. There are certain things that are a woman's own business, and her age is one of them. Furthermore, I don't want to discuss it. I'm going upstairs and read in there.
But Aunt Effie...
Honestly,
how can anybody be so...
I can't bear the thought of her missing the trip because she's so silly. You call your mother right now and ask her to sign an affidavit about Aunt Effie.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Find out what's happening in the world today by listening to The World Tonight, radio's most complete nightly roundup of important national and international news. Each night, news correspondents, writers, reporters, technicians, and dozens more staff members of the vast CBS News organization bend every effort toward one goal, bringing you a complete picture of the day's news. There's news coverage of another kind each Monday through Friday night over most of these stations. Today's Business News, brought to you by CBS newsman and economic observer, Alan Jackson. If you're interested in keeping track of what the business world is thinking, saying, and doing, Mr. Jackson will make sure that you're up to the minute on the very latest data from Wall Street, and in a panoramic sense, from all America's Main Street. The World Tonight, and Alan Jackson with Today's Business News, two of the many continuing services of CBS News. Hear them both on CBS Radio.
Yes. Yes, Mother. Look, the point is...
What?
Well, as a sister, you can sign an affidavit testifying to the place and date of Aunt Effie's birth. Who wants to know? The government wants to know. That's who wants to know. Oh, Mother, for the love of Mike.
Honestly, now what's the matter with her?
Well, why should Aunt Effie be mad at you if you do sign it? Well, she won't get a passport if somebody doesn't do it. Yes, Mother. No, Mother. Yes, Mother.
What is she saying?
All right, Mother, forget it. No, we'll think of something else. Yes, we're all fine, yes. Okay.
What did she
say? All right, Mother, goodbye.
What did she say?
No gentleman ever asks a lady's age. She thought she brought me up better than that. If Aunt Effie doesn't want her age known, Mother is certainly going to respect that confidence. Mother is also mad at the government for even asking.
Oh, well, maybe Aunt Martha will look at it differently. I'll call her up and ask her to come over tomorrow and spend the weekend with us. Maybe she can talk some sense into Aunt Effie.
Will you tell me how a woman can be so downright silly?
Not the way I kind of understand it.
You do?
Yeah, sure. Whenever I have to fill out something that says age or date of birth, I always kind of think, you know, well, that's a lot of nerve.
I do, women. It's
a funny thing to say, but since Aunt Effie's so fussy about her age, I bet she was kind of glad the courthouse did burn down with all the records, huh?
Glad? I'm beginning to wonder if maybe she burned it down.
Oh, honey.
Oh,
what a thing to
say.
Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch with Margaret Hamilton and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hart, thank you.